The Best Years of Our Life. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. The best years of our life. Yesterday, a devoted friend, Dorothea Ruth Zimmerman, moved on to her next dimension. She lived some 93 years with us here on this lovely globe and did many spectacular things. She is just a superwoman in every word of the word, every phrase of the word. A superwoman. We went to visit her on a day or two before her passing, and we had a wonderful visit with her. And she was really not too interested in staying on this planet. She'd lived a good long time, and she'd had lots of grand experiences. And now she was ready to move along. And she didn't know how to step off of this planet. And that's the truth about most of us. When we're ready for our next adventure, we're not sure how to get the train, how to take the plane or the bus or the ship, or how to move on to our next dimension. Well, Dorothy was having a struggle with that. Well, Ellen and I, as we visited with her, we had a lovely talk with her and shared many positive ideas. And I told her, if she wants to die, it's okay. It's okay. If she wants to live, wow, be happy to have her live. She's such a vital, dynamic, and marvelous being, always filled with joyful thoughts. Well, sometimes we get too tied up with the human world that we're in, and we feel a responsibility to the human world that we're in. And because we feel a responsibility to it, we hang around. We hang around not because we want to be here, but because we feel a responsibility to it. And really, when the time comes that we have played out our role here and we have done our game, we have experienced the play that we have created for ourselves here, then it's time to go. Now, how do we know when it's time to go? How do we know when it's time to move on to another dimension? Well, we don't, and we never will. We are always playing at many theaters at one time. We are always playing many roles at one time. We are not just here on this life experience, living here, enjoying the world that we know it. That's one of the minor roles that we have. But it's a role that we're aware of and we're conscious of here. Now, we're playing another role too. We're playing on dimensions upon dimensions upon dimensions, is an illimitable number of dimensions. And on each dimension, we're having a glorious experience. Now, you say, how do you know that? How do you know that? Well, I have been aware of many of these dimensions myself, and I have been conscious of them for a few moments, and then I chose to be conscious of this one. And then I chose to be conscious of this one did not mean that I did not choose to be conscious of others. And one other little thing that always delights me, I have friends everywhere. And in my sleep time, in my dream time, and in my meditation time, I am often visiting these wonderful people in various areas of this earth and in various dimensions around the universe. And around the universe is a very strange word to use because it's a misnomer. It shows a limitation, and there's no limitation. Well, in my discussions last night, when Dorothy came to bid me her farewell, she says, Herb, you've been an exciting part of my life. I don't know what I would have done without you these last years, because you just have been exciting. I said, well, my goodness sakes, what an honor you pay me to say that I have been exciting in your life. You've been exciting in my life, that's for sure. My goodness sakes, you're a most marvelous woman. She said, yes, but you just accepted me just the way I was, and you encouraged me to be everything that I could be. And then, when I had a problem and I fell down, I started to take the easy way out. And I went to live with Charlie. And Charlie was a very fine and noble man, a person who I admired and respected in every way. And Charlie had many attitudes and many ways about him that were different than my own, and they were a little difficult for me to be aware of, but it's just like another person's religion. It's difficult for us to be aware of them and not to tolerate them, but to understand them, because we have our religion and they have theirs. And all of that is well and good. But aside from that, I lived on this plane, on this life, and I had so many adventures, and I lived in so many different lifestyles, and I was so excited about them all. I gave 100% of myself to each one. No matter how strange they may have seemed at the time, I sort of embraced them totally. And then when I came to the University of Healing, when I came to the Church of God Unlimited, I just embraced it totally. It's as though I had come home. And you know, Herb, I've said that to you many times. Coming to the University of Healing is like coming home. And here I am in my 80s, and I'm taking the courses of the University of Healing, and I'm enjoying them very thoroughly. Oh, I'm not a top-notch student, but I am a diligent student. As you know, I read books with a pencil, and with a pen, and with colored pens, and my books look like a Christmas tree when I'm done with them. But when I'm done with them, I've read them 3 or 4 times, and I've digested and devoured and delighted in every word and every phrase and every idea. And I've taken all the books of the University of Healing. Yes, I got them all. You didn't know that I had them all, but I had them all because they were in my bookshelves. And I read them, and I studied them, and I loved them. And Herb, you and Ellen and Sylvia and Ingeborg and all the other people that I met through the University of Healing have been so caring of me and so delighted in being with me. It just made me feel I'm part of the family. And as you often said to me, Herb, I am in the family. As much as anyone else in the world is in the University of Healing family, I am. And Herb, it's a delight. It's a real delight. Well, I said, Dorothy, where are you heading now? And she said, well, I'm really not heading anywhere. I will always be on the planet Earth. And I will always be wherever I have ever been. And I am on many dimensions. Well, Dorothea, just for the heck of it, are you aware of these other dimensions that you're on? Well, to tell you the truth, Herb, no, I'm not. I know that they're there, but I like to pay attention 100% to any one dimension at the time I'm there. And at the moment I'm on planet Earth, I give it 100% of my attention. Now, I'm going to give 100% of my attention to another planet, another dimension that excites me. Oh, Dorothy, what is that? Well, I can't really describe it to you, Herb, because I experience it only when I'm there. I know that I'm on other dimensions, but I do not know what they are when I am not there. Oh, some people write interesting books telling about what they think those other dimensions are. But the thing is, Herb, yeah? The thing is, Herb, Dorothy was sort of searching for words as she was describing to me what she was talking about. The thing is, Herb, there are no words to describe another dimension of our beingness. There is no way to tell you the story. there's no way to reveal it, because it's totally unique. It's totally different. It's just like we find it so difficult to listen to the story of Alice in Wonderland and the crazy things that she does. Or we hear the stories of Star Trek and we think how strange they are. And we hear the stories of many strange and outlandish things that people tell about. And we say, well, it can't be so. And yet, perhaps it is as much so as anything else in the world is. But you know, Herb, I just want to say, I really enjoyed being at the University of Healing with you. And I enjoyed the sincerity and the integrity that you had in working with me and guiding me and helping me, even though I was your senior by 10 years. But I love you. And I love you so. And I love Ellen. She just cares about me so. And I love Sylvia and Ingeborg. They're just, Ingeborg would always take my arm and help me to walk and help me to do different things. And she was just making me feel like I was a princess. And that made me feel so very happy. It made me feel so wanted. Yes, I'm on my way now, and you'll not hear from me any further, because I have finished this dimension. I will never leave it. I'm always here. As much as I'm in your heart, as much as I'm in your life, as much as I'm in your thinking, at any time, I'm here. But I'm really on my other adventure. And I get on my ship now, and I travel off over the horizon, beyond wherever you are. And just know, Herb, that it's been a delight to know you. It's been a delight to know all my family at the University of Healing. And I will never forget them. And I know you'll never forget me, because I am me. Okay, Dorothy. It's been a joy. We've called you Dodie, we've called you Dorothy, we've called you Dorothea. Well, my love, Dorothea Ruth Zimmerman. I know your journey is an instant, and I know your adventure is eternity, just as it is here with us on planet Earth. Bon voyage, my beloved friend. Bon voyage. No, I love you eternally.